Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Tov Chof Vov. We are at the end of Sif Beis. We are in the last word of page Reish Pezayin. We're about to turn on to page 574. We are up to the Ramah at the end of Reish Pezayin. The Ramah tells us that when we're saying Kiddush Levana, after we say the bracha, the roked shalosh pa'amin kinegda, we dance three times kineged Levana, va'omer kishem shani roked, and we say the expression kishem shani roked, va'omer tipol aleihem v'gomer, ulumafreya ka'avin yidmu, and then we say it backwards, ka'avin yidmu, shalosh pa'amin, three times. V'yomer l'chaveiro shalosh pa'amim shalom alecha, and you say to your friend three times shalom alecha. It sounds like you say to one person, as we'll see, three times to one person. Umeishev havei kashoel, and one who responds is like he initiates. So if you say aleichem shalom to someone, it's like you said shalom aleichem, but would take the place. V'nohagim lomar dovin melech Yisrael chai v'kayom, and the minhag is to say, towards the end of Kiddush Levana, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom, Shel Malchuso Nimshel Alevana, that the Malchus of David is compared to the moon, Va'osed L'Hischadesh Kemosa, and in the future it's going to be renewed like the moon will be renewed. Ukneses Yisrael Tassor L'Hisdabek Bebaila Shu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Klal Yisrael is going to return and connect to its husband, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dugmas ha-levona ha-mischadeshes ibachama, similar to the moon that's going to be renewed and connected again with the sun. Shenem ha-shemesh umogin ha-shem. V'lochein osin smachos v'rikudim v'kiddush ha-chodesh dugmas simchas nesu, and therefore we rejoice and we dance during Kiddush Levona, similar to the simcha of a chasana. Because there's an aspect of a chasana of Klal Yisrael getting reunited with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the moon getting reunited with the sun. So we're up to the Mishnah Brura, Sivkoton Yudalet, Verokade, Vikasu Hachronim the Achronim, right? The Yizar Ma'od, one should be very careful, Shelo Yichra Birkov Lirko, that one should not bend his knees when he is dancing, De Lo Yehe Nira Kikare La Levona, it shouldn't look like you're bowing down to the moon. Ella Yismoch Al Etzboos Raglo Virko, rather you should be on your tippy toes and you should be dancing on your tippy toes by going up and down without bending your knees. Sivkoton Tesvav Ulumafreya Ka'oven, and we say backwards Ka'oven V'chuli. V'kasa Magen Avraham B'shem Matan Moshe. The Magen Avraham writes B'shem Matan Moshe. Sheyesh Omrim Kala Pasuk Ad Konisa V'achal Mafreya. Some say the entire pasuk, and then they say it backwards. Sivkoton Tezayin. V'yomer L'chaveru. You say to your friend Shalom Alecha three times. Kolomar Mipnei Shomar Mitchila Tipol. Since before we said that our enemy should fall, so Omer L'chaveru Shalom Alecha. So we try to greet with Shalom to our friends afterwards. The Ayin Magen Avram Shehiskir Od Kama Psukim Sheish Kabbalah L'Omram. Look at the Magen Avram where he mentions other psukim that there is a Kabbalah to say them. Veloha Taknum. We don't bring them down over here. Dekfak Suvim Heim Beseder Kiddush Alavana V'Nagu Hakol L'Omram. They're already brought down in the Sidurim where they have Kiddush Alavana and everyone is already knowing to say them. So if you look at note number 31, he points out the Afshin Mashma Shaomer Liish Echad Gimel Pa'amim Shalom Alecha, even though it's clearly Masha from the Mechaber that you say to one person three times Shalom Alecha, Kosav Amata Moshe Sheish Lomar Kain LeGimel Anoshim, that really you should say Shalom Alecha to three different people. The host of any adds on Sheim Einimo Gimel Anoshim, if you're saying Kiddush Shavana without three people, and as we saw earlier in the Bir Alecha, you could even say it Biyichidus, so Yomer Afil Ish Echad Gimel Pa'am. If you have one person with you, then you should taka say it three times to one person. Note number 32: Mashiyesh Nohagim La'ayim Betzitzes Ulanaro B'Siyim Kiddush Halavana. That which some people have a custom to look at their tzitzis and move them around as they finish Kiddush Levana. V'ir Agono Shlomo Zalman Arbach B'Shem Agono V'Yitzchak Yeruchim Diskin She'osin Kein Kedei Lirmuz. We do that in order to be merames, to hint She'lo'osin Lavo, that in the future K'Shiyia Or HaLevana Korachama, when the moon gets back its light and it's as large as the sun, Tia Mitzvah Tzitzis Noheges Apalayla, then the mitzvah of tzitzis will be noheg also at night, and therefore were, we are nohig, some are nohig, to be touching their tzitzis, moving around their tzitzis, looking at the tzitzis at the end of Kiddush Havana. Says the Mechaber Sif Gimel, Ad Eimasai Mevorechen Aleha, the big question, until what point in the month can one say Kiddush Havana? So says the Mechaber, Ad Tes Zayin Miyom HaMoylad, Velo Tes Zayin Bechlal. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's until the 16th, day from the Moilad, from when the moon becomes new, you have till day number 16, not including day 16, so you have 15 complete days from when the Moilad happens until you could say Kiddush Havana. The Ramah says a little bit more machmir, Ve'en lekadesh ela ad chatzi choftes yudbeis tofshin tzadi gimel min ha-Moilad. The Ramah says you only have half a month. A month, Moilad to Moilad, is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 over 1,080 chalakim. So you have half of that. Half of that is a little bit less than 15, because as we know, if you have 29 days, half of that is 14 and a half. Plus you have half of Yudbe's Shos, which is another 6 hours. So you have only 14 days and 18 hours and change. So you have a little bit more than 5 hours less. So the Ramah is a little bit more machmir than the Mechaber. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Esef Katan Yud Zayin. Miyom HaMolad, Lav Dafka Miyom. It's not specifically from the day of the Molad, Ela Mishas HaMolad Maninan. Rather, we count from the exact time of the Molad, not the day of the Molad, from the exact moment of the Molad, the Mishas Zu Maninan Tesvav Yom Me'es Le'es. From the moment of the Molad, we count 15 days, me'es li'es. If it's 2 p.m. on one day, we go 15 days later till 2 p.m. That's how we measure the days. V'im kein. And if so, k'shehoya ha-Molad be'emtze yom ha-rishon, if the Molad was in the middle of Sunday, mutter l'kadesh b'lel yom sheni, da'adayin leka tesvav me'es li'es. 2 weeks later, on Sunday night, which is Monday, it's Lel Yom Sheni, you would still be able to say Kiddush Havana because it's not yet 15 days Me'es Li'es. The 15 days Me'es Li'es from Sunday 2 p.m. will be 2 weeks later on Monday at 2 p.m. So Sunday night, you still would be able to say Kiddush Havana. Sif Katan Yudches V'lo Tesayim Bechlal, the Mechaber said, 16 days minus day 16, Dekevan Sha'avar Tesvav Yom. Once 15 days passes, holeches haloch v'chasor, the moon starts getting smaller, v'ein kan chiddush, it's no longer the zman of the chiddush levana, and therefore you can't say kiddush levana. Sif katan your test, Ramos said, ar chatzi, until half of the 29 days and change, the kaim alone, because we hold, the ein chotcha shalavana pachos min chav tes yom, we hold there is no newness of the moon, less than 29 days, the yud bei shows in 12 hours, the tovshin tzadi gimel, chelke shah in 793 chalokim, the shah mischalik al tov tov reish pei chalokim, an hour is split amongst 1,080 chalokim, so 793 over 1,080 chalokim gets added on to the 12 hours and 29 days to get the exact length of a month. The im kain, and if so, im chol hamoed b'motzei Shabbos. If the moed would be on motzei Shabbos, shtayim o shalosh shos b'layla, 2 or 3 hours into the night, aser lekacha ba'od shnei shavuos b'tchilas lel sheni l'rama. You would not be allowed to say Kiddush Havana 2 weeks later on the night of sheni, meaning Sunday night, according to the Rama. Because since it started, the Molad was 2 or 3 hours into the night on Motzei Shabbos, so you were already out of time, b'tchilas lel sheni, according to the Ramah, do the math, afal pi shelo nimlu adayin tesav yom shleimim. Even though according to the Mechaber, you didn't yet get to 15 complete days, because that would take you into 2 or 3 hours into the night over there, so you would have still more time with the Mechaber, but according to the Ramah, who's about 5 hours less, you would not be able to say Kiddush Havana at that point. Now, if you look in the Bir Halacha on page 574 at the bottom, V'lo Tezayin Bechlal, he brings down a very important point. Ayin B'Knesas HaGedayla, Shehevi B'Shem Miktas Mefarshim, Degam Tezayin Bechlal. So now we have a third sheet. The first sheet was the Mechaber. You have 15 complete days from the Molad. The Ramah said a little bit less. You have half of 29 days and 12 hours and change. Now we have a third sheet that some Mefarshim say is that you have a complete 16 days. V'chein mashma b'yad rama b'sugizo. This is also the mashmos of the yad rama. V'av she'ein halacha kein. Even though this is not the halacha, elo k'mechaber v'rama. Rather, the halacha is like the mechaber and the rama. U'kemo she'kosu b'prichadosh, that the prichadosh brings down. Mikomo kom kosu eiz achronim. Some achronim write, de b'diyevin. In lo kidesh ad tezayin. If you had not yet said kiddush shavona and you're within that 16th day of the Meilad, Yikadesh Belel Tazayin Veli Shema Malchus. You should say Kiddush Shavana without saying the Shema Malchus. If you look at note number 40, he brings down a very interesting thing. Uminaga Olam Kasav Amat Ephraim. Amat Ephraim says the Minaga Olam is Shemishalo Kiddush Adzman Zeh. One who did not say Kiddush Shavana until this time, Omer as Divrei HaGemara. He says over the words of the Gemara, O as Divrei HaTur, or the words of the Tur, Al Din Kiddush Levana, on the halachas of Kiddush Levana, as follows, Haroa Levana b'chidusha Omer Baruch Ata Hashem, v'Omer as Kol Nusach HaBracha, that way you can chap the bracha, even with the Shema Malchus, as he's saying it as it's written in the Gemara. So that's the Minhag Olam, that even on day number 16, where the Rama and the Mechaber both say it's not good, since there are some that say it's okay, that we don't hold like, the Lamaisa, the Minhag Olam is to rely on that Shita, at least to say it in Mitota Gemara, or Mitota Tur. Continues the Bir Halacha. Okay, however, Im hu adayin yom tesvav, but if you're still on day 15, Ela shahaya achar chatzi chav tes yud beishos v'tov shin tzadi gimel chalokim, you're in this man where you could say Kiddush Levana l'fid Ramah, but no longer l'fid Mechaber, Efshar sheyesh lismoch al baal moru ketzia. It's possible that you can rely on the moru ketzia. Shedaito lahatir levarach b'shemu malchus. That even though you're only chapping the Rama, you could count with the shemu malchus. V'chein hiskim hagon maharatz Orenstein. Then the Bialogos says an interesting thing. V'ayin od benodeh b'Yehuda. Look in the odeh b'Yehuda in Simon Mem Aleph. Deim lo haya yochol kadesh ad ato. If a person did not get a chance to say Kiddush Shavana until now, Shayotomid Mu'unan the Kayotse, it was always cloudy or something similar. He wasn't able to say it. Vahoyakore Kriyashman, he was in the middle of Kriyashma. Vinir Asa Levona, someone comes running in and says the Levona just appeared. Vim Yamtin Arachar Kriyashma Utfila. If he waits till he finishes Kriyashma and Shmone Esrei Yichla Hazman Shal Kiddush HaLevon. It's mamish the last few moments that he has. He's gonna miss the Zman if he says Kriyashma and Shmone Esrei. Yeshlo lifsok afilu b'emtza perek lo kadesh. Zot another Yehuda. He should stop Kriya Shema even in the middle of a paragraph and say Kilo Shavana. Umikom makom, but still, in Esher lo yigmor haperek. If you can finish a paragraph, certainly better finish the paragraph and then say it. V'ayin o chum prate dinim. Look over there for more details of this din. Umikom makom poshet te'ein rashai lomer oz ela habrocha velo shari psukim. It's poshet if you're going to interrupt Kriya Shema to say Kiddush Levana, you're certainly only going to say the bracha. You're not going to say any of the brachos, utfilos, or kapitulach of Tehillim that go along with Kiddush Levana. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Dalid, Ein mevorachin aleha ad sheyavru shiva yomim aleha. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, you do not say Kiddush Levana until 7 days pass from the time of the Meilad. The Rama says, Ve'ein mekachin halavona tachas agag, we do not say Kiddush Levana under the roof. So the Mechaber and the Rama are saying two different dinim, and they will both be addressed in greater detail now in the Mishabura. Sivkoton Chaf, the Mechaber said you don't say Kiddush Shavana until 7 days pass. V'rov ha'achronim, pligi alzeh, most achronim argue on this Mechaber. U'adidhu, and according to them, al koponim la'achar shloshe yomim, at the very least, after 3 days, me'eis le'eis, me'eis ha'molot, 3 24-hour periods in the time of the Meilad, Shinen in Kfar Meora, where you can already get Hanah from the light of the moon, Yesh Levarech Aleha, you should make the bracha right then and there. The Ein Lahach Mitzvah Mitzvah, you should not delay the mitzvah. Okay, however, Im Ashlishi Lachodesh Ube'echa Mimei HaShavua, if that completion of 3 days from the Meilad comes out during one of the days in the middle of the week, Nachon lahamtim ad motzoi Shabbos haba, you should wait till motzoi Shabbos. Ukefiyah mevur b'sivdalid b'agol, like we saw in the beginning of sivdalid, sivbeis rather, in the Ramah. V'kama achronim v'agra michlolam, and some achronim, including the gra, mekilin af bof and zether mekil, even when the end of 3 days is in the middle of the week. V'savri, and they hold the ein kedai lahashos hamitzvah b'chol gafni. It's not kedai to delay the mitzvah at all. You should say it at the end of 3 days, even if it is in the middle of the week, and they say don't wait for Motzei Shabbos. V'al kein, therefore, Hanoi Kane, one who is knowing this way to count after three, even in the middle of the week, Bivada Yeshlo al Milismoch, he certainly has on whom to rely. Ubiprapi mehachore vigeshem, certainly in the winter, in the rainy season, Bivadai Hazoriz Lakadesh Areza Meshubuch, certainly the one who says the Baruch of Kirshavana with Zrizus earlier, that is praiseworthy. Let's see note number 37. The imberach al halavona lifnei shavru shlosha yom. A person made a wrong calculation, and he said kila shavana before the end of 3 days. So Shlomo Zalman paskin she b'dieved yotzei dechova, b'dieved is yotzei already then. V'hagrash dablitzki kosav shelachatchila yivakesh ma'acher sheyotzei osei dechova. If you did this, lachatchila have someone else make the bracha for you. V'im ein sham acher, if there's no one else available, lo yachzor levarich l'acha shloshiyamim, he agrees, do not count again after 3 days. Kevan sheyesh rishonim shesorim she'ef shel varech alavona gam lifnei she'ovu shloshiyamim. They are rishonim that hold, you can count before 3 days, so we don't hold like them. But if you did it, you're certainly not going to make another bracha by yourself. V'hanoig lahantin ulakadesh rak acharei shiva yamim. Those who have the minhag to follow the mechaber, and they don't count till the end of 7 days, and now he's concerned that after 7 days he might not be able to zeker the shavana at all. So Shlomo Zalman paskin sheyochol lismoch aladeya sheesher lekadesh lavana kvar achreishol shiyamim. So that month he can rely on the other shita and he can 100% count after 3 days. Note number 38 is going on that which the Mishabura brought the minhag of the Gra and others to count right away after 3 days, even during the week. V'chena chazanish and the stipler. And I'm going to show Zalman Orbach, Nogu Lakadesh Esalavana Miyad La'acha Gilma Yomim. They were all annoyed to count immediately after 3 days. V'lo chiku l'motzei Shabbos. They did not wait for Motzei Shabbos. Neidach, on the other hand, B'shal Shivas Chassam Sofer Kosov. Chassam Sofer writes, Shebimokom She'efsher. In a place where it's possible, nohagim ledaktik ulakadesh rak achar shiva yomim shleimim. You ideally, says the Chassam Sofer, you should wait till after 7 days. V'chein b'sefer nemuke or achayim kosav shekach nogu avosav rabosav. That was the minhag of his fathers and his rebbeim. Ubevadei ein lozes medivreim, and he says for sure you should not leave from the words. Ubistechemet kosav shekach nogu bizmanu beretz Yisrael. Istechemet writes, in his days, that was the minhag of Eretz Yisrael to wait till after 7 days. One last note over here, and then we'll read the end of the Mishabura. Note number 39. Ubisafek in derach birchas alavana. A person's pasha doesn't remember if he said kiddush levana or not. So writes the stechemet, shetzorach levarech. You have to say it, even meisafek. Ah, it's a bracha. We usually say tzavet bras lahakel. Ubir, he explains, Shalo omrim safek brachos lahakel ela bebrachos she'enena gufa mitzvah. We only say safek brachos lahakel if you're not sure you made a bracha on the shofar. You're not sure if you made the bracha on the mitzvah. Then you don't go back. Ava bracha shehi asma gufa mitzvah. But a bracha that the bracha itself is the mitzvah, kimo kiddush levana, like kiddush levana, lo omrim lagabe safek brachos lahakel. We do not say over there safek brachos lahakel. V'tzarach levarech v'chein kosav ha'orchos chayim. Back to the Mishabura, the last sif katan chaf aleph. On that which the Ramah said that you don't say kiddush levana under the roof. So writes the Mishabura, elotachas kipas hashamayim. Rather, you say kiddush levana under the arch of heaven. V'atam, the reason is, the kiddush alevana hu kikabolas pnei hashchina. Like we've seen a few times, kiddush levana is like reading the face of the shchina. V'ein zed dera kovet shia ometachas agag. It's not appropriate, it's not proper kovet to be greeting the shchina under the roof. L'fikach, therefore, yotze mitachas agag l'rechov. We leave from under the roof out to the street. K'derach sheyotzen likras melachim, like they go out to greet kings. Umikomakom kozeu rak lechatchila. However, this whole din of going outside is all a din lechatchila. Aval misha choshesh be'ezem mechush. Someone who's not feeling well. Shelo yucha lotzeis lachutz. You can't go out. Inami or shamokom enunaki, going outside, the street's not clean. Osha sharui ben ha'akim, where he's not comfortable going outside, he lives amongst the goyim. Yikavesh bebeso derechalon, he should say kiddush shavana in his house, near the window. O pesach ha'pasuach neged ha'levana, or any other opening that's towards the levana. The Sharatzion points out, chafei, ideally the window should be open, but even if it's not open, it would be okay. And one last note over here is note number 42. V'af lamod b'chutz tachas anfei ilon, even to stand outside under the branches of a tree. Kosa b'shal shuvas yaskil avdi shemutter, that's okay. Kevon she'ikur ha'inyan lotzeis la'rachov, because the ikur inyan to go out to the street, who kederach she'yotzei likras melch, it's giving chashivas, like you out to greet a king, you go out to greet Hashem. V'kan ha'reyotze, you went outside, you just happened to be on the tree, that's fine. Ulefid dvarav, according to his words, hu adin she'rashay lamud b'rachov tachas mitriya v'lo mekidesh levona. According to that, once you went outside, if it's raining, you still see the moon somehow, and it's raining, you could be under an umbrella, and that also would be okay. And then he brings the minhag of the Chazon Ish, very important point over here, the Chazon Ish nohag, lotzeis imat tzibur lemerpeses mekaira. The Chazon Ish was nohag to go out with the tzibur to a covered porch, ulekadesh misham es halavona, and under the roof he would say kiddush levona, ubir b'orachos rabbeinu. And they explain in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, Shem Yotzei l'merpeses, even going out to the porch, Kfar Marit Bazeshu Yotzei l'kabos p'nei Hashchina. The point is you're going out to greet Hashem. So even just going out to the porch is leaving your place and going out to face the Shechina. Shoha Iker hu shelo yikadesh es alavona b'cheder shebohu nimtza. The Iker is not to say kiddush shavona in the room that you're in right now, but it's rather to go out to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein bir agonu chayin kinyaski. So that was the minhag of the Chazon Ish, although it does clearly seem from the Mishnah Berurah explaining the Ramah, that the Ramah says, ein mekadesh alavona tachas hagag, you shouldn't be under a gag. And the Mishnah Berurah says, elo tachas kibas hashamayim, it sounds from the Mishnah Berurah that there is an inyan to be under the sky. But from the Chazon Ish's minhag, clearly, and the way it's being explained by Ruchai Kinyaski and others, is that as long as you're going out to greet the Shechina, it's okay. So even going to a covered porch would be okay. And all this, again, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, is all lechatchila, but you're certainly Yotzei, even if you stay it inside, looking through a window, ideally an open window, but even a closed window, as long as you get in the light of the moon, that you know it's light of the moon through the window. That concludes the halachos of Kiddush Levana and Simen Tov Chav Vav. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll do Simen Tov Chav Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.